Kelly Schultz with you, along with Abby Haleska, the sophomore from Delano, Minnesota. And Abby, first of all, a great game for you personally. 6 shots on goal. You scored that power play goal for the Beavers, but your team comes up a bit short to the Minnesota Gophers. How nice was it to get back out on the ice here at home against a WCHA opponent?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, playing the Gophers, we were always coming out really hot. So we like to play them. It's always a good challenge, and we were up for it every time. So we were excited. It was fun.
Your coach changed up the lines a little bit from last weekend. You were alongside Emily Berglund and Haley Mack. What kind of energy did they bring to your line?
I think we're a line that likes to score. We're all really competitive, which our whole team is, but all three of us want to put the puck in the net. So I think that's good to create offense and just get a bunch of shots on net.
Erin Dieters again keeps your team in a game. I know she has been vying for that position along with Lauren Bench as well, but what's it like knowing you've got two goaltenders there that are working so hard to keep your team in games?
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. I mean, it's always a confidence booster when you know you have someone that's got your back and can stop a lot of pucks. So we actually had a score on a Friday for Dietz, so that was kind of the motive in the locker room, was like, let's put some pucks in the net for Dietz. She's playing good, so let's do it for her. So
I know Coach was talking in the post-game show about we're done with moral victories, and what's it going to take to beat a team like the Gophers?
Yeah, it's hard to get that out of your head that we don't have moral victories. I mean, you just got to keep going and have a positive attitude and know that we are a team that can get a lot better than we are, and we know that. So I think we just got to keep grinding and doing what we're doing to get wins and points in this league.
How fun was it last week in that second game to be that close and scoring that many goals so late?
It was cool. There was like 8 seconds left, and I was like, crap, down by 2. I'm like looking around, and all of a sudden Kiki scores. I'm like, wow, okay, we're in it. That was good. Nice job, guys. So it was fun. I mean, just that motive to us that, hey, we played right with the national champs, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, one goal, it can go either way in hockey. So I think we're proud of that. I mean, obviously we want the win, but at the end of the day, we just got to get better. So
there's no such thing as moral victories in hockey, is there?
Nope.
Abby, you're a sophomore this year. How much do you think you've grown as a player since your freshman year?
I think a lot. I mean, I came into it not really knowing what to expect. I just wanted to keep my head level and play just like how I can play and always know that I have a role and everyone has a role on the team. So we just got to all be leaders. And I've really grown as a player on and off the ice too. So
how impressed are you with this freshman class that came in?
They're good. I mean, they obviously bring a lot of speed and talent to our team. So I think we like that. We can, as we saw, played 4 lines today. So that's good to, just for energy wise and being able to roll 4 lines. They bring a lot to this team, so they're good.
Bemidji State Women's Hockey is in its 20th year. What does that mean to you here as you've been playing for the Beavers now a little over a year?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's kind of surreal. Like, I've only been here for 2 years, and it's been going on for 20, but I always just think of that you're part of something bigger than yourself, so it's cool to see the alumni here today and all around, and Fricklin playing in, like, the first years or something. That's awesome. We love Frick. So, yeah, it's cool. It's a cool weekend for us.
Talk about your team captains. Emma Terrace, Summer Thibodeau, and your associate captain, Erin Dieters, what do they do for this team?
They're all just 3 great girls, so I think it's just a personality thing. All 3 of them know what it takes to be a good captain, and they do it, and so nice, so kind, so determined. They're always there to help and encourage, and I think they're great, great 3. They work really well together, and they're always good. So,
what's it going to take again to beat the Gophers?
We just got to keep doing what we're doing. Coach said it's hockey. It's a game of mistakes and a game of failure. You can't really, it's either day it can go either way. So I think tomorrow we just got to come back and do what we did today, and the pucks should go our way.
Good luck tomorrow. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you.